Artistic director Marta Katz formed the El Paso Youth Ballet in 2009 with the mission to help aspiring young dancers refine their technical and artistic skills, develop positive personal values and life skills, and gain valuable stage experience. A group of young performers will be doing just that when they perform in the only local production of The Nutcracker at McGoffin Auditorium on December 4th, 5th, and 6th. Today, we welcome Marta Katz to State of the Arts. Welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Marta, tell us about the youth ballet. You've been at it for a while now.
Yes, since 2009, and we have actually grown a lot and have done so many things in this short time. We started with three productions and we're up to five or six a year. And of course, the biggest one is Nutcracker. But we have our students from many schools and from all around the city come and audition every year to be a member of the youth ballet. They need to have a certain level of technical abilities and a good sound formation in ballet. But other than that, anybody can come and audition and be part of the youth ballet.
So do they generally come to you from other teachers around town that say, hey, I have a student that's ready to move on?
They do. I mean, the bulk of the youth ballet students comes from, I have a school aside from the youth ballet. It's the Conservatory of Dance. And the majority come from the conservatory. But we announce it in the newspapers. We do press releases. So everybody has an opportunity to come. And they do come. Most of them come from our own school. But we are so delighted when anybody comes from other studios as well.
And you were saying male dancers are particularly a challenge for you.
They are a challenge. Right now, we are very, very fortunate because we have three Cuban male dancers. And when you say Cuban male dancers, you know they are extraordinarily trained. And we are just very, very lucky. All three of them will be performing in Nutcracker. But aside from these dancers, and they are professional dancers, that's one of our challenges. We are always trying to train boys. They actually can come for free. And we open our doors always. It's a little bit of a challenge. I think it's a cultural thing in El Paso. But we have a few young ones, and we're hopefully keep hoping that they will stay until they are ready to take on the big parts.
And the smart ones know. I have a friend who was a ballerino, I guess is the way, and he's like, I'm surrounded by women.
That's right, and very beautiful ones, I
yes.
might say, and very smart.
Yes, that should be smart. An incentive.
Sure.
So, Marta, how many performances a year do you do through the youth ballet?
We do the three big ones, which we do a spring performance, a fall, and then Nutcracker. And these are major performances. We have performed, for example, two complete Nutcrackers, and I mean all four acts. We have done complete Giselle. We have done Don Quixote. These are very elaborate ballets that we do full length. And so we do one around, depending on when spring break hits, but it's around in the spring, around March or April. And then we do one in the fall around September, October. And then, of course, Nutcracker in December. But in between, we do a very, it has become a tradition now. We do our To El Paso with Love, which is a more minor production. And this year, we were very fortunate. We danced with a symphony, and we danced for the Museum of Art. We did their Art in Motion. So we do a lot of things during the year, actually. It's kind of amazing how we get it done.
And that's got to be a phenomenal experience for your dancers.
It is. It's a great experience. We just finished in October 3rd, we did a program at the Chamizal called Romances. And we didn't count with our senior dancers because they were busy. You know, they had other commitments, so we had to use our junior dancers. And it was incredible. They were a set of dancers before we started this Romances. And afterwards, it was eye-opening because, it's very important. I mean, the work, all the technique really happens in the daily work of the studio. But but to be a performer, and you know, ultimately you study dance because you want to perform for an audience, that can only come through stage experience.
Right. And to have that, I think, you know, having those performances in between your dancing, it's got to be a validation, you know, this is what's happening.
It is, and I'm really, really proud because we're kind of the stepchild of the arts here in El Paso. I feel that dance is very underrepresented, and we are trying very hard to break that, to really produce programs of excellence so that we can get an audience to come and see what we're doing is very, might be pre-professional, but we do have some professional dancers on staff that dance every single time. But the level is really very, very good. I mean, we train very hard and we do difficult pieces. We don't water them down. And our dancers train daily. And they've been at it since they were young. So we do have a very good level of technique.
Well, and let's talk about that, because there's nothing like the discipline of a dancer. And it translates into all facets of their life. And it's incredible to see that much focus and determination in really, really young people. And it does. It goes into their academics and everything else. How do you instill that?
I think because, you know, dancers are a special breed, really, of human beings. I mean, you have to have such passion because dancing classical ballet is very difficult. So they want to do it so badly. And most parents say, yes, you can do ballet. You can spend all these hours at the studio. You can spend all these hours training. But if you don't bring home A's, you are not going to do it. And it's amazing because I was just speaking to a bunch of little mice and soldiers that are going to be in the Nutcracker, and they have to miss school because we dance. We do special performances for the schools, for all the schools in El Paso. And they have to miss, of course, it's during the school day. And these dancers work really hard because if they don't bring home A's and an occasional B, they will not be allowed to dance. So they're really top students.
Now, there's another reason. Aside from it being the beautiful ballet and a holiday tradition, the Nutcracker for the youth ballet in particular, I mean, it kind of fuels the rest of the program, correct?
It does. I mean, we are no different than, you know, in essence, big companies, because for large companies all over the world. And I'll say that right now we have a kinship with China, Australia, you know, Russia, Mexico, everywhere, everybody is in the process of Nutcracker. And for these companies, Nutcracker brings in 40% of the money for the budget. And it also allows us, it's the only thing that we make money on. And so that money funds all the other programs. So we absolutely, it's a great training ballet. Children start as mice and they end up, if they're very, very fortunate, as, you know, sugar plums or snow queens. But it's a great tradition. It's a great training ground. And also it's such, you know, people, it's not the holidays without it. So they come. It's the one that's very attended, thankfully. and it does allow us to use that money to fund other things. Absolutely.
So for us, the non-dancers, it's a great time for us to give back to our community, to take in a Nutcracker and know that it fuels the rest of your programs.
Yes. And it's not for nothing that it has become such an honored tradition. The music is timeless. It's enchanting. It's Tchaikovsky. The score is just superb. When you hear the snow scene or the sugar plum pas de deux variation, I mean, it's just enchanting. And the choreography is also, it's by Petipa, and he did amazing ballets such as Sleeping Beauty and by Adair and Swan Lake, goodness. And so the choreography is beautiful. It's an enchanting tale. It has tradition, and it's just lovely to watch. And I think that's why people adore it every
you
year.
You can't get enough of it. And, you know, it's funny. You hear the music, and even if there's not a ballerina in front of you, you see it. You can see it.
Yes. And I mean, I never get tired of it.
No, I don't think anybody does.
Yes, absolutely. It's just magical. Yes.
So, Marta, how can people get to your show? I know it's at MacGuffin, December 4th, 5th, and 6th. How do they get tickets?
Tickets you can get through the UTEP ticket office on Mesa and Glory Road on the John Haskins Ticket Center. They're also sold at the door, but if you want to get good seats, then, of course, you can get them online. They're a little more pricey, but you can get them online. You can get them if you walk right into the ticket center at UTEP, and you can also get them at the door.
Great. And are there multiple showings throughout the day? Or?
We have two performances, one on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m., and then we have a Sunday matinee at 2:30 p.m.
Beautiful. Okay, well, you heard it here. Support the El Paso Youth Ballet and see their production of The Nutcracker. It's going to be fantastic. Going to be performed December 4th, 5th, and 6th. And you can get your tickets at the UTEP box office. Thank you so much, Marta, for all the hard work that you do and for coming here to share it with us.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.